if you can, remember to align with and orient towards what's wanted and only communicate around that goal and not take the bait of reorganizing somebody's perspective. You will be in an advanced mastery track of feminine embodied experience. Hi, and welcome back to Reclamation Radio. I am Dr. Kelly Brogan. I am here with another quick hot take on the subject of a woman's shadow. I have talked about this extensively, and I felt inspired to talk about it some more, perhaps as accountability for my own damn self, and perhaps as a gentle reminder around where your alchemical potential lies, where your power and where your experience of reclamation, and specifically the reclamation and recollection of negative projections onto other people, right? So how do you recognize these opportunities? Well, I had an experience recently where I was delivered a very disturbing email from a gentleman that I have professionally contracted with, okay? And I have been quite dissatisfied, quite disappointed, as is my fetish, by his fulfillment on our contract. Okay, so the truth is that I saw from the very, very beginning, like probably the first Zoom call that we had as a team, that he could not fulfill what it was that I was wanting. I knew that, okay, in my bones. And I have said that I believe romantically, all women know, like from the get, you know, from the first date, whether this man can actually meet your needs or not. It's a bones level thing. It is your intuition. It is that little no that we ignore and we make the poor bargain that says, this is convenient. This is good enough. I'll make it work. I will find eggs at the fucking hardware store. Okay. They will sell them to me. Okay. So I did that again, still doing that occasionally. And I have this pattern. And I wonder how many of you women listening can relate. I have this pattern where I experience men as obstructing the connection, let's say. So these are men that I choose, either in professional dynamics or romantic dynamics, whatever it might be. They are the ones obstructing the potential for connection and fulfillment on whatever was the promise. And then I end up being blamed and punished somehow, and even gaslit, because these men don't take responsibility for their role. And it becomes my fault that they failed, right? So this is a pattern. And in this pattern, I have historically taken the bait of defending myself and attempting to get these men to see how it is actually their fault that things are going so shitty. Okay. So I got this email recently and I felt delivered to that very familiar terrain of the Twilight Zone level crazy making. Like, are you fucking kidding me that you're saying this to me right now? I have kept an internal ledger of all the ways that you have fucked up. I found myself delivered to this terrain. And thanks to the people that I surround myself with, and that's why this kind of community, this kind of accountability to your own evolution beyond victimhood is essential. When left to our own devices, I think we will maintain this reflex until the grave. And when we surround ourselves with people who get this, as you know, I like to do in Vital Life Project and the community as a part of Reclaimed, it just becomes more available. It becomes more available. So the opportunity that I had to deliver a retort, and mind you, I am really good. I'm especially skilled at proving a point, especially skilled at maintaining an internal Rolodex of all of my grievances and delivering them with cutting precision. Okay, this is a skill I have had. I can write one of these emails in about 90 seconds. And I've recorded another podcast on this subject about, you know, the feminine shadow, which is that we have this capacity to shame men, right? It's the equivalent of their capacity to kill us, if you want. And because I have this very well sharpened sword, I am also given the opportunity to see my own reflection in it, right? And so a lot of times I will just ignore that and ignore that I even know better than to take this bait. On this occasion, I did these couple of things, however, that I want to share with you so that you can potentially access them, or at least know that you didn't access them in a moment of a similar kind of trigger where you want to get, I would say specifically a man, but let's just say anyone, where you want to get someone, could be your mom, could be your kids, could be your friend, whatever, where you want to get someone to see what it is that you know. I was talking to my girlfriend, Tara, and she was saying, it's interesting because my shadow lives under see me, right? And I was like, wow, that's so interesting. That's like, you know, this immature feminine, see me, see me, see me. Whereas, you know, my version is like an immature masculine. It's like, I will get you. It's penetrative. It's like, I will get you to see, right? Whereas the other one is more passive. It's like, you know, this, withdrawing and, see me, right? So whenever I find myself needing to persuade somebody of my perspective, whenever I find myself with a list of points that are illustrating my perspective, I am in that terrain. And I could rationalize so many reasons why it's actually in my best interest. It's a way of protecting myself. It's a way of honoring myself. It's a way of, on principle, not letting somebody get away with gaslighting me, not letting them get away with narrating the situation as if I have done something wrong when they are clearly the one who has, okay? So what I would encourage you to consider the next time that you feel triggered, the next time that you feel that you want to get someone to see, one of my coaching clients was actually telling me that with her clients, she sometimes is defensive about like the nature of the agreements that she has with her clients, right? So there's so many arenas where this comes up. For me, it mostly has come up historically in man-woman relating. So I'm calling all of my overachieving, under-receiving ladies who have been giving it their all, girl-bossing, wifing, mothering, and somehow, instead of feeling happy, content, fulfilled, and grateful, feel bitter, overwhelmed, numb, and resentful. So I'd love to give you some of my hot takes and quick tips to end this overwhelm, to shift your nervous system into a state of receiving, so that you can have and hold more, and so that you can handle what comes at you with more grace and ease and relaxation, because a relaxed woman is a powerful woman. So I'd love to invite you to Exhale, my free masterclass where I will share reframes to disrupt your burnout patterns. I'll be offering my signature solution as well as a free gift. So register at kellybroganmd.com/exhale or at the link in show notes. I'll see you there, beauty. So the next time that you are pulling out all the evidence to make your point, I want you to remember a couple of options. Okay. First and foremost, remember that the pattern disrupt of all time for a woman is to honor, align with, and be with what it is that you're feeling. Okay. So I got this email. I felt tightness in my chest. I felt rushes up my neck. I felt my stomach dropping down. And I sat on the couch and I set a 90-second timer and I was with the feelings. I self-husbanded. I grew my spine. I said, I'm here for you. What you got? Show me. And I watched. Okay. So part of the trick of what I teach in The Reclaimed Woman in my companion program, Reclaimed, is part of the trick of this self-husbanding thing is that you are activating your witness consciousness, right? You're activating the part of you that remembers that you have designed all of this, okay? If that's what you believe, it's certainly what I believe. I'll tell you a brief story, which is that I had an experience a couple of years ago where I was in a ceremony and one of the chief persecutors, okay, as we call them in family constellation, one of the chief persecutors in my life story showed up in my inner vision and he looked at me and he had like two, if you're watching this on video, he was like He like had two thumbs up and he looks at me playfully. And he's like, so how did I do? Right? And in this moment, I had a lived experience of the fact that I now believe is a fact that I have given every op in my life a script to play the part that they're playing, right? That I am the author, the main character, and the one reading the story, right? That I am the one who created all of this for myself. Am I really going to give my energy towards like fighting with us? Like that's like being upset about what's happening on the pages of the book or like watching a movie and imagining that you can influence what's going to happen between the characters if you like throw a tantrum from aisle three. Okay. So I've had that lived experience. This may just be a concept for you to play with, but there may be a moment where you remember that this is your story and it is destined, right? It is written this way for a reason. And everybody in it is playing the perfect characters that they need to play. Okay. So number one is you're going to enter through the upset and you are going to self-husband those 90 seconds of being with your somatic experience of the trigger. You are not going to fly into your headspace, into dissociation, and into the mentation that is your learned reflex for self-defense, which is pointing the finger and shaming. Okay. Even if you couch it in spiritual language, okay, it doesn't matter. You're going to enter through the upset, number one. Number two is you're going to access, and it's going to be so much easier after this moment. I mean, you can spend 5 minutes, you can spend 10 minutes, you can spend an hour, whatever. The commitment is where the alchemy happens, in my opinion. And that's why, like in my program, Vital Mind Reset, the daily meditations are 3 minutes. Okay. This program literally changes people's story about their lives and their health. And all they do is meditate 3 minutes a day. It's the meta commitment, right? It's the meta commitment to prioritize your felt experience that actually delivers a new signal of safety to your system as a woman and allows you to align with your creative and playful impulse. So number two is you're going to access some degree of playfulness, right? For me, the easiest flavor is like a mischievous energy, which I can't access in the moment that I have had that what the fuck experience, right? But shortly thereafter, when I've prioritized aligning with my feelings and being present to my felt experience, I can remember that I'm creating all this. I can access the like, oh, look at you showing up in my story being a total fucking dick. Like, oh, that's so amazing. And here is how I'm going to play with this, right? Because I am not going to take the bait. I am not going to match the energy. I am not going to be that bothered. Okay. I am not going to forget that I have this creative power. And one of the ways, number three, that I'm going to do that is to focus on what the hell I want, right? So in The Reclaimed Woman, I talk about what I worked a lot with my coach on, which is fixing versus creating, right? So when you are in fixing mode, you are defending, you are expending your vital force energy on getting somebody to see or on persuading them to see you. And that fixing energy, right? So that like, I don't like what's happening here. I'm going to improve upon it. I'm going to change it is not compatible with your creative energy. So your creative energy will help you to identify what it is that you want. Okay. So let's say you want somebody to sign some papers and they send you an email complete with a character assassination or an accusation or whatever. But you know, after doing these other steps, that what you really just want is the paper signed, right? Or whatever you imagine is going to be afforded, you know, through and by the papers being signed. You are not going to take the bait of engaging whatever other stuff they're saying. You're going to allow them to have their experience of you and to be sovereign, right? They want to narrate you this way. Great. That's on them. And you are going to only reply with a question about what it is that you want. I would love for you to sign the papers by Wednesday. Let me know what you need to accomplish that. You're going to focus, train your gaze on what it is that is wanted. In my case, with this email that I'm referencing, there was really nothing. Like, there was really nothing that I wanted from the interaction. There's nothing that I wanted from this individual. And so there was really not much to say, right? And I had actually taken the time to pen my defensive retort, which was like three paragraphs and a bulleted list of my points. And it turns out that none of those is necessary. I get to retain my vital force and direct myself towards my actual life, my actual lived experience, and to retain my energy for other creative expression endeavors, for connection, for what it is that's wanted. So if you can remember to prioritize entering through the upset, if you can remember to access that playfulness, and if you can remember to align with and orient towards what's wanted and only communicate around that goal and not take the bait of reorganizing somebody's perspective, you will be in an advanced mastery track of feminine embodied experience. So I hope this helps as a reminder. Until next time.